Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Again, in tune two, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. And yes, we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, I will be delivering God's Word. I will be filling in for Pastor Norman King, my first cousin. He is now down in Alabama. Well, they celebrated the homegoing of our aunt, Lucy Mae King, on this morning. So I'm going to be filling in for my cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. So I will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. So please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. We always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, please pray with me at this time. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we come on tonight giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you are truly worthy to be praised. We bless your name because we know that there is no one like you in all the earth. We praise your name on tonight. We bless your name on tonight because you are the great I Am. You are the I Am that I Am. So we just know on tonight that you are worthy of our praise. We come now in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, thanking you for who and all that you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. You've allowed us to wake up and see without hurt, harm, or danger. We come, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, and every saved believer in Jesus' name all over the land. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, of all of our sins and transgressions. Blot out all of our iniquities, because we do know that your word is true. And your word lets us know that even though we're saved, we do sin. And that's why we're so grateful on tonight for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, incoming King. It's through him that we are able to be saved. And it's through him that we're able to be redeemed and be forgiven of our sins and transgressions and be brought back into right standing and fellowship with you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. We come now asking that you are moved by your Spirit, Heavenly Father. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved all over the land. Continue to comfort and strengthen my cousin, the Vanessa King, and the entire King family, my cousins that traveled from North Carolina to Alabama for the homegoing service of our aunt, and all those that traveled from different states to celebrate the homegoing of our Aunt Lucy Mae King in Alabama on today. Continue to strengthen them and comfort them and grant them all traveling grace to make it back home safely is our prayer in Jesus' name. And not only those families, Heavenly Father, my family, but we lift up the family of my sister in Christ, Kay Smith, the daughter of Mother Georgia Smith, the church mother of Greater Shoulder Faith Baptist Church, who made her a heavenly transition on her heavenly wings. So her homegrown celebration was this past Wednesday. But we continue to lift up this that entire family and all those that have bereaved all over the land, those that have lost loved ones due to the wildfires over on the West Coast, those that have lost loved ones due to floodings, those that have lost loved ones due to the coronavirus, and all those that have lost loved ones, whatever the situation may be, we know that God is still comforting and strengthening his people, even in the hour of bereavement. So comfort and strengthen your people, Heavenly Father, as only you can. Let each one know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, we come thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace. We bless your name on tonight. We ask that you will move by your spirit on tonight through your word. Should there be any listener that's not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer that something will be said on tonight that will touch their hearts, that they too will be able to open their own mouth and ask Jesus Christ to forgive them of their sins and transgressions, and they will also be able to ask him to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in to this ministry. You know who they are, and you know who they are and where they are, and you know exactly what they stand in need of. So we just bless your name on tonight again, because we know that you're worthy, and through it all, we're going to give you glory, honor, and praise. This we all ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, think on God's goodness to you. Once again, tonight's scripture food for thought is personal. Think on God's goodness to you. We're going to go to our music break, but I do pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along as we go through God's word on tonight. As I stated earlier, I will be delivering God's word on tonight. Our main scripture will be coming from the book of Numbers, the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19, coming from the King James Version of the Bible. Once again, tonight's main scripture is coming from the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19. We're going to get into God's word on tonight after we conclude with this music selection during our music break. But tonight's message title for the listeners on tonight is, never forget, God is with us. And this is for all saved believers in Jesus' name on tonight. Even for those of you that may be listening that are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight as of yet, who have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you become all believers in Jesus Christ. You become our sisters and brothers in Christ. Then you too will be able to state with your own mouth, never forget, God is with us. That's the message title for tonight. Enjoy the music break for tonight. Cover me, Lord. We thank God that we know that without a shadow of a doubt that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We thank God for his promise that once we are saved in Jesus' name, we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And we are in his hands and nothing or no one can pluck us out. And we thank God that the blood of Jesus still works. And it will never lose its power. We thank God for every angel that he has encamped around his people. We thank God for his Holy Spirit that lives in every believer in Jesus Christ all over the land. Enjoy the music break. Cover me, Lord.
Cover me, Lord, with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh, oh, cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh, with hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say it. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Cover me, Lord. Aren't you grateful on tonight that you know without a shadow of a doubt, because you're saved in Jesus' name, that you're covered by the blood of Jesus? That's good news on tonight. I am so grateful that I'm covered by the blood of Jesus, and the blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. What an awesome promise on tonight. So we're ready to get into God's word on tonight. It's not a long message, but I think it's a much-needed word for tonight, because we do serve an awesome God who do know, and he understands, and he sees what we all stand in need of, and he knows who's going to be listening. He knew before now who was going to be tuning in on tonight's broadcast, and he knows what we all stand in need of. So we're getting ready to get into this word. I pray again that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready. And I'm going to be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. As I first stated, our main scripture is coming from the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19. And it reads as follows: God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? So tonight's message title, once again, is Never Forget. God is with us. Whatever you're going through in this life, no matter what it looks like right now, no matter how long you've been saved, no matter what trials or tribulations you may be experiencing on tonight, as a sinner that's saved by grace, stand on God's promises. He said in his word that he would never leave us nor forsake us because he cares for us and we can cast all of our cares upon him. What an awesome promise. So tonight's message, once again, is never forget, no matter how dark it gets, no matter how dark it seems, no matter how low in the valley you may think that you are, remember that God is with us. Yes, my sister. Yes, you, my brother, wherever you are, no matter what you're going through, even in your hour of bereavement, God is with you. Even when you have received bad news from the doctor, a bad report, know that God is with you because he is our healer. Jesus said, by his stripes we are healed. So that's letting us know that he is with us. So my fellow sisters and brothers in Christ, look up and live. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Forget about all the negative things people have said or is saying about you. Never forget. Again, never forget. God is with us. He promised he would never leave nor forsake his children, and he is a promise keeper. If you know God's track record, you know that he is a promise keeper. And tonight's main scripture verifies that. And I'm going to read it again, coming from the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19, which I already read. I'm going to read it again because it ties in so perfectly with this message. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Yes, so yes, God is a promise keeper. So never forget, God is not like man. He sees and he knows what's truly in and on our hearts and on our minds. He knows everyone that truly loves him. See, some people are playing games when they say that they love God and they need to give their heart and their life to Jesus Christ. But thank God he knows for sure, because some people are trying to please their family members and trying to please loved ones by saying that they have accepted Jesus Christ, but in their hearts and in their minds, they know that they truly have not. So it's a dangerous thing to play with the Lord. So, again, never forget on tonight, my sister, my brother, that God is not like man. Aren't you grateful that God is not like man, that he sees everything? His eyes are in every place. There's nothing that's hidden from him, and he knows who truly loves him, and he knows exactly what's in our hearts because he's searching our hearts. He looks at the inner man, not the outer appearance. Again, he knows everyone that truly loves him and is trying their very best to be doers of his word. And even to those who are trying more and more to be like Christ Jesus every day. God knows who is truly serving him with the right motives and spirit and attitudes. Those that are truly humble. He knows those that are prideful. Those that have haughty spirits. So we, as followers of Jesus Christ, we are to be humble. Excuse me. We are to be humble, just like Jesus was always humble when he was in the flesh. We are to be always humble. We're never to be prideful or full of pride, because pride comes before a fall. Some people don't believe that, but it's a fact. So when we as Christians realize God is with us, then we will change our negative attitudes and feelings about God. We will even change our attitudes and negative feelings about our sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Yes, we will even look and treat them and also unbelievers like we want to be treated ourselves. When we as Christians know God is with us, we will try to walk, and not only walk, but we will try to live like Christ Jesus as a lifestyle every day, not just on a Sunday when you're about to go to church or when you're about to attend your Bible class, whatever day that you meet for Bible class or prayer meetings. Being Christ-like should be a lifestyle. It should be every day. The Word of God says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. See, Jesus, he never forgot that God, our Heavenly Father, was with him even while he was in the flesh. Yes, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, he was in the flesh at one time. He came down from glory in the form of a baby, born in Bethlehem in a manger. The Son of God, the beloved, the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Yes, while he was in the flesh, he didn't forget that God, his Heavenly Father, was with him. Even though he knew what he was going to be going through, what he was going to be facing, that's how he was able to stand the test and go through with the crucifixion on the cross for you and for me, because he knew that his Heavenly Father was with him. And that's my prayer for you today on tonight, my listeners, my sisters and brothers in Christ. No matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, look up and live and remember and know that God is with you. No matter how dark it looks, no matter how bad things may seem right now, God is still with you. Hold on to that. Hold on to that promise. Never forget. Never forget. God is with us. Therefore, it matters not what man or any enemy say. Once again, never forget, my sister. Never forget, my brother. God is with us, those that are saved in Jesus' name. Therefore, it matters not what any man say or any enemy say about you, because God is with us. He's with us. We need to remember we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. See, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But we have to remember as children of God that we can do all things through Christ. We can't do it on our own strength. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So that's why we should never forget that God is with us. Because God is with us, we are overcomers, just like Jesus. In the book of St. John, chapter 16, verse 33, spoke these words. Again, St. John, chapter 16, verse 33. And again, these are the words of Jesus. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Isn't that good news on tonight? So Jesus is letting you and I on tonight know that even while we're in this flesh, we're going to have trials, we're going to have tribulations. But he says, be of good cheer, because he has overcome this world. Knowing this, as Christians, we should never forget God is with us. When you know without a doubt, or when you don't fear, you and I, we can be about doing our Heavenly Father's business, knowing God is with us. Yes, even when and while we are being doers of his word. Again, even when things don't seem to be going our way, when everything seems to be falling apart and we can't see our way through, we don't know how things are going to work out, we must never forget that God is with us and he is a promise keeper and he has no respect of person. So on tonight, again, as I stated before we really got into this message on tonight, this short message on tonight, and I do pray that it was a blessing to someone on tonight, that you may be brokenhearted, you may have your head hung down because of what's going on in your life and situations around you. But if you hold on to your faith, if you continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, I know that I have some witnesses besides myself that are witnesses that God is with you. He will see you through. Again, he is a promise keeper. He is not like man. He cannot lie. He cannot change. He cannot fail. He is a promise keeper. He's a God of his word. And you can trust God's word. You can take God's word to the bank. See, man, you cannot always depend on man, but you can depend on God. Yes, I am a witness. You can. I can. And I personally know that I can depend on God. And you too, my sister and my brother. Whether you're a seasoned saint or your new babe in Christ, you can depend on God. And whatever you do, he wants you to remember that you can always trust him. Always look up. Look up and live. Look up unto the hills from which cometh your help. For all of our help comes from the Lord, the Father of lights. So I pray that you never forget, no matter what it looks like right now. Don't let anyone ever tell you, especially someone that is not saved in Jesus' name, someone that is still spiritually blind. Don't ever, never let anyone put in your mind or in your heart that God is not with you, that God is not with his people. He is. God is with us every step of the way, from birth to the grave, and on the other side of the grave, for those that are saved in Jesus' name, there's a song that says, when I see Jesus, amen. So for you who are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, for you that may be listening, that may be spiritually blind on tonight, I want you to know that you do have an opportunity to open your own mouth, even after hearing this word on tonight. You can open your mouth even right now. God is waiting to hear from you. He is waiting to hear a sinner's prayer. Because, as I stated before, some people still don't believe it. But God is not everyone's father. He is everyone's creator. He becomes your father once you accept his son, Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior in your heart and in your life. When you invite Jesus in to your heart and you mean it from your heart, God becomes your father. So on tonight, tonight's message title is Never Forget, God is with you. God is with us. Again, no matter what it looks like, no matter who's in the White House right now, no matter what the government is doing, God promised that he would take care of his children, and he is a promise keeper. He did say that he would never leave us nor forsake us, and we can cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. So that's why he wants us to always remember and never forget that he is with us, and he said that he will be with us until the very end of the world. That's what Jesus said. I will be with you even until the very end of the world. And again, God is a promise keeper. He is not like man. And Jesus is his son, and he's not a man that he should lie. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither his son, Jesus, is a man that he should repent. So on tonight, remember our main scripture for tonight from the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19. Again, God is a promise keeper. He cannot fail. He cannot lie. He cannot change. He knows exactly who you are. He knows where you are. He knows exactly what you're going through. Even though man don't understand always, sometimes your family members, your loved ones, maybe your husband, your wife, your own children, maybe they don't always understand. Maybe you can't really break things down to their understanding as to where they can really see where you're coming from. But God, he searches our hearts. He knows what we're going through. Aren't you grateful on tonight to know that our Heavenly Father, he knows what we're going through, and he promised that he would not put no more on us than we're able to bear? Yes, he is a promise keeper. I'm a witness he is. And I know that I am not the only one. So on tonight, remember this message for tonight, and please pass it on to others, because I'm sure that those of you that are listening, you may have family members or even some church members that are saved in Jesus' name. They feel like giving up. They feel like giving up on God because things don't seem to be working out in their favor, or they think that God is too slow for them. They've been praying, and they've been praying. They've been watching, and they've been looking and seeking,
for an answer, but the answer has not come yet. But they sometimes fail to realize that it's a process, and it's all about God's timing. God sees everything. He sees what we're going through. He knows what we're going through. And some things we bring on ourselves, we must admit, I must admit that some things that I bring on myself, even as a Christian. But thank God, even when we fall short, even when we do sin, thank God for Jesus Christ, our adversary, that he goes to God the Father on our behalf, and he prays for us, and he speaks to God on our behalf. Those that are saved in Jesus' name, what a blessing to know that we have a Savior. That's why it's so important to know that no matter what happens in this life, no matter what happens in this world, never forget God is with us. See, the enemy wants us to believe that God is not with us. The enemy wants us to believe the report of the world. Even with this coronavirus, the world system, the enemy, Satan himself, wants people to start giving up. That's why it's so important, young people, and even not only young people, but we have some older people that are going around today, even after hearing the mandate from our local governors and city officials that tells us for our own safety and our health officials, the CDC, Department of CDC, the health department, worldwide, they're telling everyone, please, in order for your safety and for those that you love, wear your mask. Stay 6 feet or more a distance of feet apart from each other. This is for your sake and for those that you love. So God gives us common sense. But you know what? Unfortunately, common sense don't seem to be too common these days, because the Bible do say that there will come a time when people would rather believe a lie than the truth. And that's the time and the days that we're living in right now. So that's why it's so important that no matter what's going on in the world around us, that's why it's so important that we as Christians, you my sister, you my brother, no matter what it looks like, no matter how dark it may seem, God wants you to know on tonight through this message, through this word on tonight, never forget that he is with us. God is with us. Even in the hour of bereavement, when we lose loved ones, sometimes that can seem like to be the darkest time of our lives when we lose someone that we truly love. But even at that moment, and I am a witness, that even after losing a loved one, we still have to remember that God is with us, because I am a witness. I have lost a lot of loved ones, a lot of dear friends, a lot of sisters and brothers in Christ have gone on to be with the Lord. But because I have a relationship with God, and through his promise, he lets me feel his presence. He will let you feel his presence, my sister and my brother, even when you have lost loved ones, even when everything around you seems to be going awry and not going in your favor. Remember that God, he sits high and he's looking low. And his eyes are in every place. You may not think it. You may not feel like his eyes are in every place, but it's because there's so much chaos going on in the world at the same time. You have wildfires going over all over the West Coast. You have floodings, different parts of the country, the United States. Then we have the coronavirus, this worldwide pandemic. We have people that's unemployed in the millions. And so, yes, people are confused. People are a lot of people, and I hate to say it this way, but it's true, because a lot of people that are spiritually blind, they don't know how to trust God. But we who are saved in God's in Jesus' name, we have to be witnesses for the Lord. Even around those that are not saved in Jesus' name, those that are still spiritually blind, we have to be the beacon lights. We have to be Christ's light, that they can see the Jesus in us, that we don't panic while we're going through these different situations in life. We don't panic while going through trials and tribulations, because we stand on God's word, that he promised that he is with us and he will be with us all the way until the end. So again, we have to be so grateful and thankful that God is a promise keeper. He don't slumber, he don't sleep. He can't fail. He can't change. He can't lie. He's not like man. And I say it all the time, and I'm so grateful that God is not like man. I've had pastors and people in the body of Christ tell me one thing one minute, and then when I try to confirm it a day or two later, they get amnesia and say they never said it. They never made a promise. But God is not like that. But even when people fail us, we have to learn how to forgive them, and we have to learn how to move on, because we know that even though people fail us sometimes, and they will fail you, even some of our sisters and brothers in Christ, they may not do it on purpose, but some of our sisters and brothers in Christ fail each other, because we are, sometimes we get caught up in situations, or we let our feelings and our emotions take over, and we don't stand on God's word. So we have to remember, what do the word of God say about your situation? No matter how bad it may look to you, no matter how bad it may look to your family, what's going on with you as an individual or your entire family, you as an individual and you as a family that are believers in Jesus Christ, that are saved in his name, we got to come together on one accord. He said that what, two or three are gathered and on one accord, that he would be in the midst. So we have to come together in agreement. And that's why it's so important that we encourage one another in God's word. When people and that are in the body of Christ, sisters and brothers that are in the body of Christ, they feel like giving up and throwing in the towel. That's why we have to encourage one another. But you can't encourage someone in the Lord if you don't know the Lord for yourself. You cannot encourage someone in the Lord's word if you don't know the word of God for yourself. So that's why it behooves you and me to get into God's word and meditate on God's word, because we never know when we're going to be put in a situation as to where we would have to give an answer as to why we trust God the way we do. Why do we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior? Why do we believe that Jesus Christ is our risen Lord and Savior and he's coming back again? So the word of God tells us we should always be ready to give an answer. So when someone comes to you that's not saved in Jesus' name, that are spiritually blind, or someone that may be a new babe in Christ and they don't really understand the word of God, and they're just not learning about God and his word, you can always let them know, even as a seasoned saint, let them know, because you know from experience for yourself, and it's personal, that God is with us, and he will fight for us. And he said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. So when people misuse you, and I am a witness, and I have been misused by many, even those, some in the body of Christ, my sisters and brothers have misused me. Some people in my family have misused me, and I'm sure that I'm not the only one that has experienced this. But I know without a doubt that God is with me through it all. He's with you, my sister, my brother, through it all. God is with you. So hold on to that. Hold on to that faithful promise. And you got to believe that in your heart, no matter what man say, no matter what the enemy say to you, that God is not with you. God don't love you. He don't care about you suffering. He don't care about your health. He don't care because you have lost a loved one. He don't care that your heart is hurting. But God does care. He cares for you. He cares for me. That's the kind of love, kind of loving Heavenly Father that we have. Aren't you grateful on tonight that we have a God that really loves us, and he knows us better than we know ourselves, and he knows what's best for us, and he knows that there's a process that we have to go through, and he will help us through that process if we only ask. He said in his word, we have not because we ask not. See, it's easy to give up on God if you don't really know who God is, and if you don't really trust him, and if you have seem to have lost your faith and lost your way. So I'm talking to those that are saved in Jesus' name now, because some that are saved in Jesus' name have gone astray and have backslidden and have gotten out of fellowship with God. And then they wonder why. They want to blame God and say, he's not with me. But you walked away from God. He didn't walk away from you. So God says, if you come back to me, I will come back to you. So that's what he wants us to know. And remember that he is with us. He is on our side. if you are saved in Jesus' name, if you are a doer of God's word, if you are a servant, an ambassador, or a vessel being used by God for his glory and kingdom building here on earth, for the kingdom building in heaven, don't you know that God is on your side and he's not like man? And he has your back. When some men, people say that they have your back, they don't really mean it. They have your back to a certain degree. But when things start getting out of hand or getting thick, then they start getting thin and start spreading out and forgetting about who you are and acting like they don't know you. But see, God is not like that. I'm so grateful that God is not like that. He knows who's saved because he said in his word that once we're saved, that nothing and no one can pluck us out of his hands. He knows who belongs to him. So he wants us to know that even though we know we're saved in his name, in Jesus' name, we belong to God, he wants us to remember that he is with us. He don't want us to ever forget that he is always with us, no matter what it looks like. So I pray that you have received this word on tonight, my sister, my brother, and I pray that you have been strengthened by this word on tonight. Again, the word of Jesus said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. See, again, I'm going to emphasize that again. Even Jesus himself, when he came down from glory in the form of flesh, and he knew what he had to go through, he even remembered who God is, his heavenly Father. And he knew, and he never forgot, that God is with him. God was with him when he came down from glory in the form of a baby born in Bethlehem. God was with him then. God was with Jesus when he was being ridiculed and spat upon and criticized and bruised and ridiculed and scandalized for you and for me. And not only that, but he died for you and I. He gave up the ghost. He died. He was killed for you and I. His blood was shed for you and I on the cross, that we can be redeemed, that we can be saved. So don't forget. Don't forget who God is. And don't forget that God is with you. Again, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the enemy tried to put in your mind or in your head or in your heart, what do God's word say? Again, the enemy, the devil, Satan, he is the father of lies, so that's all he do is tell lies. He don't have any truth in him. So whose report are you going to believe on tonight? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord that he is with you and that he will never forsake you, that you can cast all of your cares upon him no matter how big or small they may seem to you? There's nothing too hard or impossible for God. So that's why he wants us to know that he is with us all the way. What a mighty God we serve. So on tonight, I thank God for the time that you have allowed me to be with you on tonight. Again, I'm filling in for Pastor Roman King, my first cousin, because he is down in Alabama. He attended the homegrown service of our Aunt Lucy Mae King, who was homegrown service was on today in Alabama. So that's why I am standing in the gap for him on tonight. And then we also want to continue to lift up Kay Smith, the daughter of Mother Georgia Smith, the church mother of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, whose homegrown service was this Wednesday. So we want to keep that family in prayer. And all those that have lost loved ones in the wildfires over in California, those that have lost loved ones during the floodings in different parts of the country, those that have lost loved ones due to the coronavirus, and all those that have lost loved ones in any other way or any other fashion, remember and know that God loves you. God is your comforter. He is your strength. He will give you peace and joy even in the midst of your sorrow. And I am a witness. He will. So even in the midst of sorrow, God wants you to never forget that he is with you, even when you're shedding tears due to the loss of loved ones. And I am a witness. I thank God for his promise, his faithful promise, to let you and I know that no matter what's going on in the world, no matter how dark it looks, no matter how dark it gets, that he wants us to never forget that he is with us even until the end of the world. Well, that's the message for tonight. I pray that you have received this word on tonight, and I pray that it was a blessing to you. And I do pray that if you have loved ones that do not have access to the internet or ways to be able to listen to these broadcasts or listen to the Word of God over this worldwide platform and ministry, that you would share the good news with them, and you would be able to allow them to listen to your computer or your phone and let them pull up the different shows and hear God's Word to come forth through different men and women of God that are saved and anointed and appointed to preach and teach God's Word to God's people for such a time as this, because God's Word is true. Again, God's Word is true. I'm saying I am so grateful on tonight that I know without a doubt that God is with me. And you, my sister, you, my brother, don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. Complete your course. Finish your race. And do it in faith. Complete your race in your God assignment. Because you know that God is with you. And again, you can do all things. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So he even gives us the strength to remember that God is with us all the way. So I pray again that this word has been a blessing to you on tonight, and that you would share it with someone else, that they would be blessed by it, that God would be glorified even more, is our prayer in Jesus' name. We're going to close out right now in prayer as we always do. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. We come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. We thank you that your word is true. We thank you that you are not like man. You cannot lie, fail, nor change. We thank you for your promise, Heavenly Father, that you are with us even until the end of the world. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit that lives in each believer, each saved believer in Jesus' name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for every angel that you have encamped around your children. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you are a promise keeper. We thank you that you loved us in spite of ourselves, and before we even knew who we were, you loved us and you called us into existence. You called us into this world with a purpose, with a God purpose that only we can fulfill, that will give you glory individually and then as a corporate body of believers when we come together on one accord. So help us, Heavenly Father, to be doers of your word and not just hearers only. Help us to never forget that you are with us and you are a promise keeper. We thank you again for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you, again, you are not like man. We love you. We bless your name. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our comforter. You are our peace, our joy, our strength, even in the hour of bereavement. We thank you that you are our healer. We thank you that through Jesus Christ, your Son, that we are already healed, because you are still working miracle signs and wonders even on tonight. It's our prayer, Heavenly Father, that your word has gone forth. It's our power, it's our prayer on tonight that it has gone forth with power to reaching even those that are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight that may have heard this word, that they will even be able to open their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask to be saved in his name even on tonight. And once they're saved, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their God purpose in the earth. For your glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. We love you and we thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, again, I pray that you have received this word. And that's the word that God gave me to give to you all for tonight. And so I've done that, and I pray that you will pass this word on and that you will always remember that God is with us. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until tomorrow, even though we are not still congregating and meeting together as the body of Christ in our sanctuaries across America like we normally do, some people are still holding church services over through social media on Facebook, through Instagram, or however social media outlets that you are still being able to hear God's word and receive God's word. We lift up all those that are going to bring God's word on tomorrow. We lift them up to God right now, that his word will go forth through each individual on tomorrow with power, that souls will be saved, that backsliders will come to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through God's word on tomorrow, that God will be glorified, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night.